Hello and welcome to this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. Today's topic is trusting the process. How do you stay motivated when you want to quit? How do you deal with life when you are faced with challenges? Do you refuse to give up when obstacles are presented? How do you live your life according to God's principles? And what do you do when it feels like God has gone silent? So if I could give you a little bit more of my story, the last episode I talked about my cancer scare and I gave you a little glimpse into who I am. My entire life, I have always been a go-getter. I have worked really hard to maintain good academic records and to always be the best that I can be. When I lost my job in 2013, it was a very significant blow to my ego. I have never been someone that has lost a job. I have never been someone that has been faced with something that was really detrimental to my livelihood. So I really had to stop and not internalize what occurred, but to take that experience to make me a better person, to make me more relatable, and to help me to be more understanding of other people that may face that similar situation. So looking at the topic for today, trusting the process, during that experience of going through losing that job in February of 2013, I did not understand it. I questioned God, I cried, and I really had a pity party. But I realize now that that process was so important because the Lord knew what was about to happen. So I lost the job in February, and by May, we started noticing that my uncle's health wasn't how it should have been, and that there were symptoms that he was exhibiting that needed medical attention. So because I was unemployed during that time, or partially unemployed, I did have a part-time job, I had more flexibility to take him to the doctor and for us to get to the bottom of what was going on in his health. That's something that I would cherish for the rest of my life. Those are times that I can reflect upon that I had time with my uncle one-on-one, where we had conversations and I was just able to be around him. Anyone that knows me knows how much I love Gardner Jones. He was the epitome of a man's man. He was strong, he was secure in himself, and he really was hilarious. He was a man of few words, but he was a vital part of my life for my entire life. I could call my uncle whenever I needed something. There was something wrong with my car. If I wanted him to fry chicken for a family function, whatever I needed, he never told me no. He was tough on me. He really gave me a hard time, and he called me ugly all the time. But I knew that he loved me, and I knew that it was important for me to make sure that he knew how much I loved him when he needed it most. So I had to take back the thoughts that this was something about me. It was not about me. It was never about me. It was about me being available to be there for my family. So we have to trust the process, even though we're faced with challenges and we don't understand why. So through that time of me being partially employed and making less than 50% of my annual salary, I was able to be there for my uncle. I never went hungry. I didn't go without. I had to modify my lifestyle. But again, having those memories and being able to go and see about my uncle every day for the last 2 weeks of his life is something that I will cherish forever. And the Lord knew that I would need that to have peace to deal with his ultimate passing and being able to keep moving forward with my life. So talking about trusting the process, while my uncle was going through his sickness or illness that started in 2013, I was halfway or at the beginning of my master's program. And so I had to make a decision to stay focused on what it was that I had started, even though I lost my job, my grandfather passed in the process, and my mom's baby brother passed unexpectedly in the process. I still had to keep going because I knew that God had blessed me to get to that point of going back to graduate school, because in undergrad, I didn't make the good grades. You know, I was not the model student, and I really had a lot of hiccups along the way. But those hiccups have helped to cultivate my personality and to make me more level-headed and not to the point where I don't feel like I have to depend on God to get me to the level of success that I can do it on my own. So it was really important for me to go through some hiccups along the way, because that has made me into who I am today. I really am in awe of all that God has done for me during that time of trusting the process, of staying motivated and staying encouraged, even though there have been so many things that have come to really distract me and to make me lose my focus. But I always encourage myself with Hebrews 13 and 5, and it says, "For God has said, I will never fail you, nor will I forsake you." One of the other scriptures that I encourage myself with a lot is Philippians 4 and 13. It says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." It is through recognizing that nothing that I am doing now, nothing that I have done, or nothing that I will do in the future is because of me. It is all because of Him. It is because of Him that I have had success. It is because of Him that I have been able to do the things that I'm doing now. When I lost that job, I made a decision, okay, instead of wallowing in a pity party, I'm going to take this time and I'm going to encourage other people. So that is when I started writing Andrea's Motivational Thoughts. And through that, I continued to write. So from 2013 until the beginning of this year, I just sporadically would share some insights on Facebook with those connected to me. This year, I started dabbling in graphic design, and I said, you know, I'm going to take this to the next level. So I'm going to actually edit these and add images, and I'm going to send them out to a distribution list. So every morning, I had 50 individuals that would get a message from me with an attachment with one of my AMTs. So many people kept telling me, "You need to publish this. You need to publish this. This is so good. This is such a blessing." So I decided, well, you know, maybe I should do it, still trusting the process. So I submitted my manuscript to Christian Faith Publishing. There was no high expectation. I really didn't know what they were going to say. And lo and behold, they wanted to publish my first book. And I'm still in shock. I can't believe that in just a matter of probably a month or so, my book will be available for purchase through major booksellers. And I am just in awe of what God has done through me being willing to trust Him, to be obedient to what He wants me to do, and to never compromise who He created me to be. It's just so important to trust Him even when we can't trace Him, even when it feels like He has gone silent, for us to know that there is someone bigger than we could ever imagine that cares about each one of us individually, and collectively He loves us the same. He does not have favorites. He doesn't pick one or the other. He does not make a difference in how He treats us. But to know that He cares about me, He knew that I would get to this point of going through a master's program successfully going through a doctoral program and remaining humble and remaining grateful and thankful. I will always be willing to share my story with other people, because there are so many that are coming along after me that needs to know that you can be young, you can be successful, you can love the Lord, and you still can do great things. So I just hope that everyone is encouraged by this message. Do not look at your challenges as stumbling blocks. Look at them as stepping stones to get you to the next level and to get you to where you want to be. I pray that you are inspired, uplifted, and encouraged by this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I am your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. Until next time, peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and loved ones. You can also follow Dr. Curry everywhere on social media at Dr. Andrea Curry. Book her for your conference, seminar, workshop, or event directly at drscwrites@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry.